In studio to begin is Rinaldi Jacobs. Rinaldi is a man about town, and he is interim director of the Baton Rouge North Economic Development District. And this is a part of the city that Rinaldi believes is fertile for expansion and for growth, and it by itself would be one of the largest cities in the state of Louisiana if it were a standalone community. How large is the district, Rinaldi Jacobs?
Well, the district itself, good morning, first of all, and thank you first, Jim, for all of our veterans those who've paid the ultimate price and those who continue to serve our nation, and we owe them a great debt of gratitude that we can exercise these particular freedoms. But the Baton Rouge North Economic Development District was created by legislative act led by Senator Regina Barrow. And the district itself, Jim, it starts at Florida at Sherwood Forest Boulevard and takes Florida Boulevard on the south boundary all the way to 22nd Street, which is where the Cats location is, and Sacred Heart. And then it takes Scenic Highway all the way to Rosenwald in Scotlandville, and then piggybacks around the airport and hits Harding Boulevard. We have Howell Place, and it goes all the way up Hooper to Mickens to Greenwell Springs and then back. So it's about a 25-mile area, pretty large area to cover. But the more specific thing about the district is all of the different variations of businesses that are in North Baton Rouge.
Well, there was a fine piece about Rinaldi and the district in the current edition of the Baton Rouge Business Report. And Stephanie Regal, in her story, starts by saying last December, voters approved a dedicated 2 cents occupancy tax on 18 North Baton Rouge hotels, generating an estimated $260,000 a year to help fund operations of the Baton Rouge North Economic Development District. But the Metro Council has yet to levy the 2 cent hotel tax. Why is there a holdup?
Well, it's the process of Louisiana taxation. We passed the tax in December the 10th. We had to promulgate it by the Secretary of State. And then there's a process of reading it in at the Metro Council and doing any number of other things that you have to go through to get it done. But it's coming up at this Metro Council meeting on June 14th. And we believe that once the tax is levied, it'll be a starting point. Now, just to keep this in context, Jim, if the North Baton Rouge area was considered a city, it would be, the sixth largest city. Now, compare the amount of investment that is currently being put into North Baton Rouge. It's roughly $750 million. Now, that's not including any flood money or anything like that that's going to come to help people. So the city parish's budget is around $700 million. So if you do the kind of side-to-side comparison, as much money as the city parish budget is being invested in North Baton Rouge in the private sector. Now, some of this is plant stuff, and that's not including any roads, street work, all those kind of things. No public investment was counted in the article concerning North Baton Rouge. So we got schools coming up. We have apartment complexes coming up, new businesses. And so the district is currently working with a funding source because we only have $260,000, which will be collected over a year.
Yeah, that seems like a pittance compared to some of these other figures you're throwing around. So $260,000 a year is not a lot, but you're saying it could make a big step forward for this area. Why?
Well, one of the reasons is that the team that has come together around the district, we have 13 commissioners, and just to give you the scope of the district itself, we have 13 commissioners, which we have to answer to, of course, as part of, but the first, second, and third place finishers, we all come together as a team for the executive director's position, and we're working on alliances of reliance. Here's a case in point. Last Wednesday, along with Breck, Braff, and Conscious Capital, we had a boot camp for 10 entrepreneurs, the winner of which, she received $10,000, sort of like a Shark Tank competition. So, and we held it at the McKay Center, which is where? Lobdale in North Baton Rouge. So the focus of the district is on businesses and people. Now, the young lady who won that contest, Louisiana Healthcare Institute, she does medical coding, Jim. So let's just take this as a quick example. You graduate from her program within a year, a person starting out in that program can make $45,000 a year. That's above the average income in North Baton Rouge. And most of her students are from North Baton Rouge. So things like boot camps, our relationship with the Southern University College of Business, our relationship with the Law Center, and all of the other institutions. And there's a whole list of groups that really, really come together to help us out.
What's going on with Cortana Mall?
Well, Cortana Mall is going to be redefined. We are calling it the Cortana Corridor. Now, if you look at the landscape around Cortana Mall, UniFirst has come in with a new company. There are several other companies that are looking possibilities, you know, at Cortana Mall. We've been in contact with Sears. They actually reached out to the district, having heard of the work that we're doing. And we have a local company that's looking at going into that particular space. Macy's is under contract at the current time. And there are some conversations going on about the purchase of JCPenney's. Now, those buildings in and of themselves are standalone buildings, you know, away from the mall. So Cortana Mall will get repurposed. It's probably a year to a year and a half in defining what that will be. Moonbeam Investments owns Cortana Mall itself, and eventually Cortana is going to get repurposed. But as a friend told me many, many years ago, development's an old man's game. It'll either make you old man if you're young, or you'll be old by the time you finish. Uh-huh. So
877-217-5757 is your number for Rinaldi Jacobs, Interim Director of Baton Rouge North Economic Development District. And as we've noted before, many people who live in South Baton Rouge never go through North Baton Rouge. The closest they get is driving to the airport and looking at it from Interstate 10. But here's a question and a comment from John in New Road saying, why is Plank Road in such terrible condition? He says it's the future. It's flush with low-cost square footage. Unfortunately, none of its politicians are concerned with paving it. Your thoughts?
Well, that's not totally true, because the political forces are focusing in on Plank Road. There was an actual study done called the Plank Road Florida Boulevard Corridor. A lot of things happen, Jim, sort of in the behind the scenes on a lot of these things that people don't know about. As a case in point, as part of the future Baton Rouge plan, if I'm remembering correctly, Plank Road is a state highway. It is not a city highway. It's a state highway. And as I can appreciate from our conversations with city planning, the state is planning on turning over Plank Road the same way they did Government Street to the city parish. Those processes take time. And we're going to focus on Plank Road. I've written up something called PRIDE, the Plank Road Initiative for Development and Entrepreneurship. And through this, of course, all these things take funding, but we have great pride in Plank Road.
I like that.
So these are the kinds of things that we've been working on, you know, as a volunteer for a number of years for the district. And I love it every day. I love getting up, going to work. My wife would like for me to get paid, but but it's about the passion, and it's about the people. It's not about Rinaldi or me. It's about those businesses on Plank Road, one of which is Tony Seafood, as an example. Louisiana Fish Fry, they could use more warehouse space than they have. So when people say that North Baton Rouge is not worth investing in, I have a different opinion.
Plank Road Initiative for Development
and Entrepreneurship.
And Entrepreneurship, PRIDE. Rinaldi Jacobs is here, and we'll have him until the halfway point of the show today. So if you'd like to join in the conversation, we welcome your input on Memorial Day, 877-217-5757. I noted going in that if North Baton Rouge were a standalone community, I think it'd be the sixth largest city in the state.
It would be the sixth largest city in the state, a little bit behind Lafayette, but larger than Lake Charles. Now, if we think about that in terms of the context of $260,000, it's not a heck of a lot of money. But the things that we're working on strongly are what I call Alliance of Reliance. And there are six or seven areas, Jim, that we're focused on in North Baton Rouge. First of all is job creation. Job creation changes the narrative of North Baton Rouge. We recently participated in a North Baton Rouge job initiative. I wasn't able to attend that. I was at the boot camp, but our chairman, Ron Smith, was able to attend. Getting more people in some of the jobs that are out there with Exxon, Honeywell, Solvay, the airport. So, you know, we have to connect the community and get them more embedded. So if a person, as an example, is working for the young lady or has her certification, and I say her, and I don't mean that pejoratively, as a medical coder, and the young man is working as a welder with Exxon, they would be making well in excess of $125,000 a year with only a high school education, Jim, or maybe a two-year education. That changes housing in North Baton Rouge, which averages about $85,000. Then they can now purchase a house worth between $125,000 and $150,000.
And our guest is Rinaldi Jacobs, Interim Director of the Baton Rouge North Economic Development District. And I keep saying interim director. Does that mean you're not being paid?
It does, but you know, it depends on what one counts as being paid. I love what I do. And every day I run into business owners and people who love being in Baton Rouge. I live, I work, I worship, I do everything in North Baton Rouge. My kids have gone to school at Bel Air High School and graduated from Southern University. And my granddaughter is in the laboratory school at Southern, so it'll be three generations of our family. So we're fully invested in North Baton Rouge, as are many, many other families, Jim.
Jaron in Sherwood. Good morning, Jaron. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any plans in place to put more crosswalks and pedestrian crosswalks and sidewalks in North Baton Rouge. Because I see like a little bit of a like lack of them in North Baton Rouge, but they have them all over South Baton Rouge, but nobody uses them. Just wondering.
All right.
Okay, let me answer that question. And first of all, in the development and layout of North Baton Rouge, we are working very closely with Frank Duke and his team over at the Planning Commission to make sure if you don't have walkable, bikeable streets in the areas, then that makes it a little bit more difficult for business. And things like bus stops, we had a recent meeting with CATS. CATS is putting a new North Baton Rouge terminal right next to the urgent care medical and emergency room. So, Jim, to answer this question, yes, a lot of these things are going to come as part of the Better Streets program here in Baton Rouge, and our work with the mayor's office and the transportation and Rayford, Mr. Rayford, and all those guys, to make sure that we do a comprehensive plan for North Baton Rouge. That includes streets, that includes drainage, that includes bus stops, includes art. As an example, Jim. Now, you would think art's not economic development, but we are working currently right now on a major arts presentation on the Bluffs. We're going to call it Art on the Bluffs. So uh-huh. These are the things that are coming to attract people to North Baton Rouge besides coming to the airport.
Why has Howell Place worked? That's a question from a listener. That was a venture by Richard Price, and he did that at some risk, but it has worked out well.
How Place has worked out well because all of the necessary infrastructure is in place, and you have a very aggressive developer landowner in Richard Price, who happens to be one of our commissioners for the Baton Rouge North Economic Development District, and people are now seeing the value in. Investor Bank has just located something right there near Howell Place. We have the YMCA, the Exxon, the only thing named after Exxon, by the way, in Baton Rouge is the Exxon YMCA, and we're thankful to Exxon for our relationship. Miss Stephanie Cargill's on our board there, too. So Howell Place works for a lot of different reasons.
877-217-5757, Ray in Prairieville. Good morning, Ray. You're on Talk Louisiana with Rinaldi Jacobs.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Just one two-part question from Mr. Jacobs. Is there any way that we can get an eyesore law passed in North Baton Rouge for some of the housing up there, which really takes down value? And as part of that, some kind of help for people who need economic help to improve the looks of their houses. And I'll take my answer off the air, Jim. Thank you very much for taking me.
Thank you, Ray in Prairieville. What about eyesores?
Ray, I'm glad you asked that question. Another thing, Jim, that a little bright idea I had called the Baton Rouge Initiative for greater housing tracts and targeted spaces, and that's called BRITES as opposed to BLIGHT. And part of that program is to work very, very closely with the Mayor President's office on BLIGHT elimination. Now, the flood is going to take on a lot of BLIGHT elimination, so that's going to be part of it. But another thing is part of that very question. Southern University has done two things at the College of Business. One, they had a 8-week program for neighborhood developers. Everybody thinks it's the person who has $100 million and is going to come in and invest. But what they're focused on are people who have retirement funding, who want to come in and build, you know, small units of housing because housing is a great need. And another thing that the College of Business is doing as a program that's going to be held June 15th through 17th is called Advancing Economic Development and Entrepreneurship in Disaster Recovery. So we're going to work very, very closely with Mayor President's office and her staff on blight elimination and enforcement of current rules. Like on Plank Road, you have some buildings, Jim, between you, I, and a couple of other people. We could push the walls down. But Louisiana is very, very protective of property and home ownership. So we could use some beefing up in the condemnation department such that the we could speed up the process of tearing down a lot of the blighted property. But even after you tear it down, Jim, you have, you know, you have overgrowth and things of that nature. What we really are going to focus on in the latter part of the fall is on home ownership. That's a very, very, very important point for North Baton Rouge, home ownership.
Now, the area is overwhelmingly African-American, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the percentage?
The percentage of African-Americans in North Baton Rouge is probably about 85 to 90%. And, you know, it depends on which, you know, how much you take in, of you know, within the city limits. But the real question we need to ask is how many of those people want to own homes in the area? How many of them want to start businesses in the area? Because as I can appreciate it, when you go to purchase your loaf of bread and mm-hmm. cup of coffee, folks on those dollar bills, they don't discriminate. They uh-huh. you know, so the raising of the standard of living in North Baton Rouge is the single purpose of the Baton Rouge North Economic Development District.
Another listener writes, contrary to social media mythology, white Louisiana is very interested in North Baton Rouge.
I think that is very, very true. Jim, we are doing tours now of North Baton Rouge for investors, foundations. We've done several tours so far throughout North Baton Rouge because people are interested. Many of them, Jim, grew up in North Baton Rouge. So the interest is there. The interest is there, and the investment is there also.
Stephanie Regal, in her piece in the Business Report, writes that no one has yet taken advantage of a tax abatement program passed in early 2016 by the Metro Council, drafted by John Delgado, allowing investors to apply for a tax break on any existing structures they renovate. Any reason why this is not?
Well, first of all, we wrote to the district, actually wrote to Ms. Leanne Babson, and we met with John Delgado to get clarification on that specific tax. But John, let's put all this, I mean, Jim, let's put all this in perspective, okay? Every mayor in this city has come from North Baton Rouge, from Woody Dumas, except one guy. I don't see if you know that one person who wasn't a mayor from the northern part of the
parish.
Pat Screen. Other than that, you've had every mayor, including this current mayor, from North Baton Rouge. North Baton Rouge didn't get into this position overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. So I always tell, you know, folks, okay, yeah, we just passed one tax abatement program, but if you look at the airport, it has the most incentivized property around the airport. There's no property tax. So then how do you square that? Okay, it's going to take a push, concerted effort. So, and I differ with my good friend Ms. Regal on that and Mr. McAllister. North Baton Rouge is going to take marketing, it's going to take push, and it's going to take investment. $750 million compared to what the city parish's budget. I think we're starting off pretty good, Jim.
What's the first step?
Well, the first step is if one wanted to do something in the downtown area, first step they would go to is they would see Davis Roar at the Downtown Development District. So what's happening now is in North Baton Rouge, you have the Baton Rouge North Economic Development District, and people are now coming to us and saying, hey, I would like to purchase Sears. I would like to do something right. with Cartana. I would like to do this or that. So the district is now in place statutorily to assist with housing
right.
economic development.
And the best way to reach you at the North Baton Rouge Development District?
Is our website, gonorthbr.com, is one where you can reach us, 225-803-8740.
225-803-8740. That's Rinaldi Jacobs, and he is the guy in charge. How much longer are you going to do this?
As long as my wife allows me and the board, the commissioners decide I'm good enough to have her on, but I will always, always work for North Baton Rouge.
Well, you're a good ambassador and certainly looking dapper in photo and the business report. Major story in the latest edition from the business report on Rinaldi and the North Baton Rouge North Economic Development District. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.